And we're joined now by one of the players from that Muskego Verona game, Trey Poteet. Trey had a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, an interception, as well as a receiving touchdown in that game. So, Trey, thank you for joining us, and you had a pretty good outing. I know the result wasn't what you were hoping for in that week one game against Muskego.
Week one was probably one of my favorite games of the year. Getting to see Muskego again, it's always good to see them, and they kind of changed it up against us week one and threw a little, so it kind of surprised us. But overall, good game. Not the way we wanted to end, but it was still good.
Well, that had to be kind of nice for you, though, being that you play cornerback, not have, you know, normally teams are probably going to try and run or maybe not throw your way, but Muskego changing it up had to be nice to see the ball in the air for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love to see some pass in action. They mixed it in with a little run, and our defense was thriving as a whole.
Hey, kind of move you around a little bit. I know on offense, I figured out you had 14 touchdowns. You had 5 catches for TDs, a kickoff, 2 punts, ran for 4, and even threw a touchdown pass. So you got you over on offense. Defense, they got to move you around a little bit so you know, maybe teams are thrown to the other side or running to the other side?
Yeah, I'll be playing, like, all over the field this year, trying to see new places and just make it hard for teams to scout against us.
The other thing is, yeah, that punt return for touchdown. How many times the teams kicked here? Did you get the feeling every game they were going to be kicking away?
Before every week, we prepped that the teams are going to kick away from me, and we try to spice up and do different things so that I can get the ball in my hands and we can get some good field position.
Yeah, it's as great as that 90-yard kick return was, it almost feels like it kind of hurt you a little bit because all of a sudden teams had that tape from week one and be like, oh, okay, he's going to do that. We've got to, you know, figure out ways to keep the ball away from him.
Yeah, every week I get a little regret doing that, and I'm like, dang, I wish I didn't do that week one. I had some more kick return opportunities.
Yeah, that's right. They kick away. But, I mean, you start out the year with that great game. You had a great football season, All-State, and then you go to basketball, and then you end your basketball season with a 105 to 101 game. What a record-setting game there against Sun Prairie West. How much has basketball helped your football game?
Just staying patient and honestly just keeping that dog mentality mindset and kill everything in front of me. So it's just been able to balance and use my eyes and move my feet and help with my DB work.
Have you done a spring sport or is it have you done AU basketball in the past?
No, I've just been training, speed training, and weight training too.
So it's a 2 seasons, then get a season off just to kind of work on your skills and work on your weights and stuff?
Yep, get a little rest and try to prepare myself for the next season.
We're joined by Trey Poteet of the Verona Wildcats. Trey, going back to that game against Muskego, this will be the last question I have because, again, it was a 38-35 loss for you guys, so I don't want to try and rub it in too much on you. But Muskego kicked a 43-yard field goal to win that game. You know, normally at the high school level, you're feeling like, okay, the team's about the 30-ish yard line. Like, you're feeling pretty good as a defense, I have to imagine, that, okay, they probably won't get this field goal. Was that the conversation you guys were having going to the sideline when you forced them into that field goal late?
Yeah, honestly, before that, I told my coach, I said, Coach, I got you in overtime. And was sad to see that field goal go through.
Yeah, when you look at your high school career, what's going to stand out the most so far? I mean, you still got one more year here.
Probably just the way I take each game with an open mind and just attention to detail, doing the little things.
You've been on the recruiting radar probably about 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
We were talking about you before your freshman year. Trust me, we heard about it. From the recruiting standpoint, you had a visit to Wisconsin last week, and you got one coming to Tennessee. Anybody else on your list for colleges? I see it's a who's who of the Big Ten in particular that have made offers, but anybody else on the radar right now for an official visit?
As of now, no. It's just Tennessee and Wisconsin, and planning on making a decision by the end of July, or I'm at the beginning of July or end of June.
Yeah, you said earlier that was you're going to kind of wait till after the school year for that. Iowa State, are they still in the picture where your dad is?
No. I had a talk with Coach Campbell and everything, and just didn't really think it was the best fit for me in the moment. So great school, just wasn't the right fit for me in the moment.
What are you looking to study in college?
I'm looking to study in business.
And how's your dad been on this recruiting now? You know, we had him here at Wisconsin. Now he's at Iowa State. What's it like to have a dad who's immersed in that, you know, from maybe an advice standpoint or to be able to go through that recruiting process, to have somebody in the family?
Yeah, he always has good advice to give me. He's been here the whole time by my side. He's happy for me. So he doesn't care wherever I go. He knows that he knows all the coaches that – are recruiting me are good people, and he would be proud to let me be coached by any of them.
Now, you know, Dennis kind of mentioned it. Your dad was a member of the UW coaching staff, then went to Iowa State. What has Wisconsin done to be able to kind of keep your interest throughout all of this as, you know, your dad is no longer here working for the Badgers?
Just keeping it transparent and letting me know that I'm their type top priority, and just the long talks I've had with Coach Fickell and Coach Haynes have been amazing. They've really built a great bond with me.
I saw a social media post. Robert Booker, was he your host over the weekend?
No, my host was Ricardo Holman, but I spent a lot of time.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, wow.
Yep. I spent a lot of time with Rob, though.
What was with the weather? I shouldn't cooperate on Saturday. What are some of the things you got to do this weekend?
We got on the boats with Coach Fickell and other recruits, and I even jumped in the water in Lake Mendota, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I take it they fed you pretty well, too?
Yeah, ate good.
Yeah, you got a goodie bag and the whole works. They do it up. What's it like to be a top recruit going to these colleges? What's the whole weekend like, the experience like?
Just going in with a different mindset. The same mindset every time, and just keeping things fair between schools. And then, honestly, just taking everything in. Don't be afraid to ask questions either.
Now, Dennis mentioned the goodie bag. I've heard some stories that Wisconsin likes to try and do a little bit of pre-scouting and kind of find out what sort of treats each recruit likes. So what sort of treats would they fill in your goodie bag of, you know, different kind of snacks for you?
Oh, I had everything Oreos. I had I had Oreo cakes, Oreo fudge-covered Oreos, everything.
Well, that's like, Oreos guy, okay. That's your go-to what's your go-to candy?
I'm not a candy guy, actually.
Oh, okay. More cookies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cookies.
Okay. Wow. And then what's your meal of choice? Favorite meal? You can have anything. What's your go-to meal?
Probably crab legs. Yeah, I'm from the East Coast, so.
Excellent.
I love crab legs and everything seafood.
And what's your mom's, what's your favorite meal your mom makes, kind of your comfort food when you got a bad day?
Ooh, that's hard. Probably some sweet potato and cornbread makes my day.
She a pretty good cook?
Yeah, she's a really good cook.
There you go. Give a shout out to mom, right?
Yeah. You always have to.
Shout out mom.
Well, Trey, thank you so much for taking the time and joining the program, and good luck on all the recruiting stuff. You know, hopefully here coming up in July, we'll see you putting on that cardinal and white so we can keep you here in the Madison area.
Yeah, well, whatever happens, you just You got to find your comfort zone, yeah. And I wish you well, and glad we get to see you. And then will you be an early enrollee next year? I know Wisconsin had a bunch of them this year, and that seems to be the trend in college football.
Yeah, that's the plan. I plan on early enrolling wherever I go. So
No more basketball. We're going to miss you there. But, that seems to be the trend now. What, get you involved in school, spring ball kind of a thing?
Yeah, Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Kind of sad.
Yeah, kind of sad. But, hey, you got a future. You know what you want to do. You got a plan. That's probably the big thing. And you got some parents that have been pretty good at keeping you on track. So we wish you well. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, that was Trey Poteet of the Verona Wildcats. And I'm going to keep saying it, hopefully future Badger. I know Tennessee will have something to say about that when you go and have your official visit there. But thank you again, Trey, and good luck with everything from the recruiting to your senior year of football.